This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back on this Reaction Monday. Coming up here in just a bit, we will do our weekend's best, weekend's worst in just a bit. But each and every day after a game, every Monday, every Tuesday, every Friday, we will do our player of the game, our Man Eye Institute player of the game. And you could do yours as well. Wesley says, I mean, Will Anderson's the only answer, right? No, man. More than Will Anderson out there. You can come up with more. We'll do it. And I'll start off with mine. I'm going to go with Kamari Lassiter. I thought Kamari Lassiter was the best corner on the field. And I mean, from either team. And I understand who is on that field with Derek Stingley, who probably, hey, you're going to have some games. You're going to have some games where you're going up against a Hall of Famer and a Hall of Fame quarterback, and they're gonna get you a few times. And Derek Stingley kind of had some issues there a little bit with Adams. But Kamari Lassiter, I really only saw one big catch on him, and I think he was probably supposed to have some help on the inside with Puka Nacua, but much like everyone, he arrived, as he always does, Clint, violently, physical, and he held down a lot of his own. A lot of the big plays did not come his way. And so I love his intensity every single week. So I'm going to give my Man Eye Institute player of the game to Kamari Lassiter. Yours, Clint.
Man Eye Institute player of the game, Ron. That's a hard one to come by, man. I would go with Will Anderson. I think the defense played really, really well. They played well enough to win. And when it's all said and done, I think the pillar on that side of the football that sets the tone, that's obviously not happening on the offensive side of the football, I think is Will Anderson. And so performed well, unit played extremely well. They were ready to play. They were prepared. They held down a Hall of Fame lineup that should have allowed the team, really, hell, it did allow the offense a chance to win the game late. So I got to go with Will Anderson.
All right. Text line coming through, Aziz Alshire. He did. And that punch out was a huge, huge play as he gave them life. And I will say this, not just Aziz and Henry Toa Toa play the majority of the snaps. Again, EJ Speed and Christian Harris combined 8 snaps in the game. I don't know if we saw EJ again after he jumped off sides in the middle there. But I mean, I guess some of that in the middle of the field, they're a part of, but it didn't really feel like, you know, they got picked on like the last time we saw them, where just Travis Kelce was just killing them in the middle of the field. I thought them two being on the field it was a bit better in terms of tight ends, running backs, and stuff in the middle of the field. So I thought Aziz played a really good game as well. All right, weekend's worst, weekend's best. Tyler, jump in. Let's hear yours. What's your weekend's best over the week?
My weekend's best. Fresh out of the weekend on a Reaction Monday, it's got to go to the Jets, and more particularly their quarterback, Justin Fields. You might have something. You might have something, New York Jets fans. There's no such thing. I'm sorry, Ron. There's no such thing as moral victories. We all know that, and y'all have heard me more than some others talk about. I don't want to talk about that, especially after a Texans loss. But the New York Jets have been an ish show for as long as I can remember. And even though they lost that week one matchup with Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers there at MetLife, Justin Fields showed a lot of good things. Two TDs on his feet, one with his arm. It was a shootout. And I think that's something built off of. So if I'm a Jets fan today on a Reaction Monday, I'm feeling a lot better. Weekend's best to the Jets and Justin Fields.
Hey, I did not have 30-plus points on the Steelers defense on my bingo card. Ooh. So I hear you on that one. All right.
Glad they had that old quarterback that could move the ball up.
Yeah,
the field.
Yeah. Aaron had himself a big week. Four touchdown passes in that game. All right, Clint, what's your weekend's best?
This one's there's a lot of good, but this one I got to ride with Josh Allen. I mean, the what he was able to do last night against that particular team and Lamar Jackson, bring them back from a two-score deficit and end up having to score three times because their two-point conversions didn't work out worth a damn. You know, that was impressive. Big stage, opening weekend, going against the best, going against the one guy that, let's be honest, I think if these teams win 10-plus games, these are going to be your top two MVP candidates more than likely. The way they play, the way they play, they affect the game with their legs and their arm. These two guys are going to be in that mix. And for Josh Allen to win it the way that he did was, I just can't put, I liked what Aaron Rodgers did. Hell, I liked what Daniel Jones did. Good for those guys. But I can't put any of those guys over Josh Allen.
Yeah, Josh was, that game was crazy as hell.
Wild.
Him. I think it was a good game.
For the offenses, it was. The other game I can think of that he was in like that, Pat Mahomes outlasted him and he just couldn't. Wasn't it overtime with Pat Mahomes?
13 seconds, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so he's against the greats, against the Lamars and the Pats, and like it seems like he's come up.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Short. That it was good to see him get one and play that way to get it done.
All right, my weekend's best goes to South Florida and their head coach Alex Galish. He is going to get a job soon. His first two games this year, Clint, they have beaten ranked Boise at home, and then they went on the road in the swamp and beat Florida 18-16.
That Boise win was convincing too.
Yeah,
wasn't
convincing.
It?
They blew them out and. They got Miami next. What a hell of a start to their season. They're playing the Hurricanes next. But they are 2-0 against two ranked teams, and they have now jumped into the polls as well. So, I don't know. South Florida, you better start looking, hunting down another coach, because that dude is probably gone.
On the flip side of that, I mean, Billy Napier has got to be like, I mean, it's got to be coming any minute, right? That he's dismissed from the Florida Gators.
I don't know. Way he ended his year last year.
This
has got to be. I don't know what his buyout is, but this definitely Tyler.
They said they had the buyout ready last year.
Well, I saw that on the SEC Netflix thing. Well, yeah.
He had. I think coached his way out of the hot seat. Like the expectations were through the roof, and then this cannot. This cannot sit well. I got to believe that seat's hotter than hell.
What's your weekend's worst?
Right here in Houston. Nick Cayley. Yep. Right here in Houston. Texans offense. People have the Texans as a Super Bowl sleeper contender.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not saying that's not possible, but I'm saying it's highly unlikely given what we just watched on the offensive side of the football. Unacceptable. Absolutely. I'm not even looking at the box score. I'm not.
Just what you watch.
I'm not concerned about 9 points. It's the first week. I'm not gonna bail for nine. It has nothing to do with that. It's all the other stuff that I think played a big role in why you only put 9 up. That just really, really concerns me about what's going on the offensive side of the football. And really, I say Nick Cayley, D'Amico's just as responsible.
Yeah. All right, Tyler, your weekend's worse.
Oh, it's got to be for me. I mean, outside of what Clint just laid out there so beautifully, I think we all could agree with that being the weekend's worst, the Texas offense. But I'm going to go with the Miami Dolphins.
No, I think you're wrong. I think the Miami Dolphins were worse than what Nick Cayley put forth yesterday.
They may have been.
I think they were.
They may have been, but I don't feel it like that, you know?
I hear you.
But the Miami Dolphins, if you missed it, little AFC South update for you. The Indianapolis Colts, well, they won their week one game as they hosted the Dolphins. Then just win it, beat that ass, 33-8.
It wasn't that close.
It wasn't. No, it really wasn't. 33-8, your final in Indy, and it just all looked bad. Mike McDaniel as a coach, the offense, Tyreek wasn't able to get going. Tua looked awful. Miami Dolphins weekend's worse.
Yeah, the Texans, they might want to take a look in there and see what that Tyreek Hill might look at right now. I'll be honest with you, he's about 2 or 3 weeks away from that being a potential thing there. That looks like that's coming to an end. All right, my weekend's worst was the entire first half performance in the Kansas City Chiefs on Friday. That was just awful. What did CJ said, lollygagging, it was worse.
Bundle of Ruski doo.
They got players running into each other. Just took out Xavier Worthy. He's got a dislocated shoulder because nobody understands the depth on routes they're supposed to run. Then the very next series, the cornerback and linebacker run into each other to leave a wide open receiver on a touchdown. They had 10 penalties. They were just awful.
Bundle Ruski.
To come out, and then all of them talked about that they lacked the Nick Cayley. They all said they didn't have any energy and juice in the game. They lacked the old Nick Cayley. I don't know how after you just got your ass kicked up and down the field by the Philadelphia Eagles the last time you played, and then you came out there like that. So
didn't have a protractor out there.
Obviously, the Miami Dolphins were the worst, but they were pretty bad.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.